Blackstone presents Stone Certainty by Simon R. Green. This book is read by Tim Bruce. The stones stand in a circle, like dancers holding hands, and the song goes on forever. Built to last, built to endure, to serve a purpose that only the stones remember. Ancient sentinels standing guard against the passing of time. The old stone circles are our only connection with a long-forgotten past, the only remaining evidence of a civilization that came long before ours, when people lived and thought and believed very differently. No records remain to tell us what the circles were for. We can only imagine and wonder. Rough stones, roughly worked, set out in circles. They might have something to do with tracking the seasons, or the stars. They might have been places of worship, or celebration, or sacrifice. No one knows. Stone circles can be found all over the British Isles, still standing firm against anything time or the elements can do to bring them down. Messages from the deep past, written in a language no one can read. There are those who believe they generate mystical power, that they link ley lines or open doors to strange fairy realms. But it's all just guesswork. No one can be sure. There are stories, myths, and legends about the stone circle at Chipping Amesbury, tales going back centuries of people going missing, never to be seen again, of people found dead inside the circle, of monsters and demons that emerged from the stones and did terrible things, before disappearing back where they came from. Some say the stones were built to allow these creatures access to our world, while others say the circle's purpose was to keep them out. Believe as you will. All anyone knows for sure is that no monsters have been seen and no people have died or disappeared mysteriously since the stones' positions were altered in 1920. But all of that could be about to change. 1. Doorways set in stone. A stone circle half as old as time stood silhouetted against the sky, the standing stones spread out like letters from some forgotten alphabet that no one can read anymore. A warning from the past that some old threats have never gone away. Alistair Kincaid, that most modern bishop of All Souls Hollow, stood atop an old-time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?